I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Bro, my wife hissed at me.
Yeah, yeah. Tony said we're beating her like, bro.
Okay, guys, right. Welcome back.
Indeed.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you for staying.
Sometimes it's so gang. Sometimes I'm just like, I don't know. It's not even your fault. I'm just like, shut up. Can I get through one sentence? I'm playing.
Are you rolling your eyes? Yeah, you look to the heavens. Shut up. You're not going to hear another ad lib for a month.
I love the ad libs. Please don't do that.
For a month, guys.
I love it. Right, we've been a minute, so before we get into it, I wanted to try and re-up a rhyme time.
Ooh.
We haven't done a rhyme time in ages.
You haven't.
Jesus. So I just wanted to do a quick run through, okay? Mm. To see what everyone's saying. Ellis, are you in or are you sitting this one out?
Sorry.
It's fine. We're going to do a quick rhyme time.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah!
It's been a while.
All right, cool. I'm just going to go off the jump, yeah?
Okay. Which way are we going?
This way.
Okay.
Cool. I'm Jack Black.
I knew you were going to say Jack Black.
Really?
I just knew you were going to say
Jack
Black.
I do like Jack Black.
How?
I just had a feeling, bro.
Have I said it before?
Yeah, we've done that. I feel like
we've done it before, no.
I just had a feeling you were going to say Jack Black.
Fair. All right, I'm Jack Black.
I forgot I had to play for a second. I'm Jack Black. I keep my waist thin. They call me Jack Snack.
I'm Jack Black. Hopefully I stay in this game a couple rounds so I'm not Jack Whack.
Yummy.
I'm not about to trip up on these words. I'm not Jack Slack.
Mm. Fair play. I be teabagging bitches. Call me Jack Sack.
I don't really dabble with the white folk, but they call it Jack Smack. Double on.
Almost double on.
Wow. I'm Jack Black. Don't want to press for time with the episode. But you man going to Miami tomorrow, you still need to jack pack.
Doing rhyme time, I'm in my comfort zone, I'm Jack Back.
You saw low-key cold with it, innit?
Yeah, stays cold.
Yeah, low-key cold.
I'm Jack Black. Don't answer back. I don't want to hear anything. I don't take no Jack Flack.
I've got a rhyming word. I just haven't got a sentence.
So I was going to say,
I'm out, yeah.
I'm glad you announced it, because yeah. I was going to say, we're not charging anymore.
Yeah, yeah,
is that what
yeah,
we're doing?
I'm out.
It's freestyle?
Yeah, I'm out.
All right, bet. Rem.
I'm Jack Black. Still need to think of the next line. Hopefully I don't jack crack.
I'm Jack Black. Feeling kind of peckish. I'm fancying a Jack Matt. Nah, don't fucking.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Snack. I was saying Shake Maker because if we were going to say Snack, we would hear.
Jack Matt. Jack Big Mac.
Jack Big Mac.
Yeah, it kind of works.
Kind of is the word.
It's a grey area.
Jack Black. I'm getting the hang of this. I've got the Jack Knack.
I'm Jack Black. Still need to keep my bars straight, so I'm going to stay on Jack Track.
I've run out of words.
I'm in my little shelter, my little cabin. I got my Jack Shack.
We're supposed to be playing COD tonight. Hope you don't have to bring out your Jack Hacks.
Charge! Yeah, a fucking charge! Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. ABCDEF.
GG's Rem.
Right.
Fair play.
GG's Rem. GG's Rem. Well played.
Well played.
Yeah, man.
Very
yeah.
nice.
Yeah, man.
Okay, cool. Right, guys. To start us off today, instead of question of the week, I have a thread.
Okay.
Okay. It's a nice little something, something.
Okay.
I know we did a similar one last week, which was excuse for cheating.
Mm-hmm.
Wildest excuse for cheating or whatever mm-hmm. it was called. This one is, it's literally called when a cheater gets caught.
Okay.
So the actual thread said, what's the famous line a cheater says when they get caught?
Okay. The famous line.
Line a cheater says when they get caught.
Okay.
First one, believe what you want in it. Straight with the gaslight.
Believe what you want in it.
Clearly, believing these hoes is more yeah. important than believing your man.
But believe what you want.
Yeah, yeah. You've picked your side. Stay over there.
Facts.
Believe what you want. I don't need this kind of abuse.
I don't need this confrontation.
Facts.
Believe what you want.
I love you. And that's what it matters to me. This one. Famous line a cheater use when they get caught. You've invaded my privacy.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Then once yeah. when she's like, who in the fuck is this? Yeah. And you're like,
pardon?
Did you just go through my phone?
You just
whoa. Never mind Sarah. Did you just go through my fucking
forget
phone?
Forget Sarah Marshall.
Yeah, forget Sarah. Did you just go through my fucking phone?
The gun fingers.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's
joking.
My private
yeah,
space.
That is my space.
That's my space. Mm. And you're just unlocking. We're just unlocking
stuff.
Yeah, we're just unlocking all right, stuff now.
Say less.
All right, bet. That's the relationship I signed up for, apparently. Cool. The fact that you don't trust me means you're cheating as well. As well. So that's ownership and yeah.
Yeah, blame.
Yeah.
Ownership and blame.
Ownership and blame. The that's fact that you gas. Don't even trust me enough says everything.
Mm.
Who is he?
Okay, okay.
All right. If I did it, I would just tell you. I'm not,
so stop asking yeah, yeah, me questions. Yeah,
yeah. Stop asking silly questions.
If I did it, I would confess.
Yeah. If I cheat on you, it means I don't want to be with you, which means I would just tell you.
Facts.
What don't you understand about that?
What aren't you getting, love?
Yeah. Why would you think that I'm going to go out of my way for a next thing whilst lying to you?
Facts.
I'll just tell you I don't want you.
Who does it benefit?
Yeah.
Who does it benefit?
Because if I'm fucking her, then clearly it means I want her, right?
Facts, right?
And if I'm here with you, clearly it means I want you, right?
Right. So who's this conversation yeah. benefiting?
Who's this for? What's this really about? Matter of fact, give me your phone.
Facts.
Yeah, matter of fact. Give me your fucking phone.
Let me scroll through your thing.
Yeah.
Imagine she shakes. No, stop. I forgive you, I believe you.
I can't believe this.
Yeah.
Stop. That will fall to my knees. The fucking, the video I sent you, man, the other day of my man moving mad for his side thing.
Moving mad for his, I don't remember.
Where did he drop it? WhatsApp.
I dropped it on WhatsApp. This is very telling because Jay's the only one that replied, funny enough.
Oh, sorry.
Was it when I was away?
Does that matter?
Doesn't matter.
It's not like
is that
I'm asking a question to
I don't know
determine.
Where you were, Fuhad.
No, but when was it? Then I'll know.
It was
where
a
I was.
Few days ago. I don't remember where you were.
I probably was
I away.
I probably was away. I wasn't really focusing on the chat. I'm sorry.
Shut your mouth.
I'm okay. sorry.
Jacob gave me sympathy laugh emojis.
So he was the only one that replied.
He's yeah.
Also, yeah, that answers your question. No, I'm sorry.
I don't believe that for a second.
I didn't see it, honestly, because I don't know what you're
I don't believe
about.
That.
Sorry,
for a second. Well, so all of you showed me the unopened chat if no one saw it.
No, but we must.
Since we're doing this.
No, we might have seen it, but I clicked on it.
Yeah, I didn't click on it. I've seen that you've posted it.
So you opened it, saw I sent a video, and just charged.
Until I see the video, I can't really answer.
This thing. Yeah, this thing.
Oh, I definitely didn't watch it.
I
didn't watch it.
All you man are ops.
When was this, Monday?
Yeah.
Was it, this was, this show me the time, Rem?
Here we go.
What time did you send it?
8:51 PM.
8:51.
Oh, this was post.
We'd done a full day of work. Yeah, everyone was at home.
We was at yard.
Everyone
farm.
Was available.
We were chilling.
I was in chill mode. Sorry.
I'm sorry.
Sorry. Yeah.
I whatever. Think I was,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
What did you do to me the other day? This.
Yeah.
Hypocrite.
I did. You ignored me and
hypocrite.
That's my bad.
All right. Run it.
So this is a guy called Malik B, right?
Mm-hmm.
He for a time was on The Fighter and the Kid.
Okay.
as a like a guest host. He was in there for a while when they were in between hosts.
Okay.
And he was in there for a while. I'm not gonna lie to you, man. I wasn't a fan of when he was on there. Okay. He was on there with another, so it was Brendan, Malik, and another guy called Chappelle Lacey. I wasn't a fan of the dynamic of the three.
Mm-hmm.
Malik, as you'll see here, very funny skit-wise. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen his stand-up. I know he does stand-up. I'm sure he's hilarious.
Okay.
This shit, he pops up on my TikTok a few times.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking hilarious. Didn't like him as a podcast host.
Okay.
That's no shade.
Okay.
Just wasn't my flavor.
Okay.
And what made it worse is Chappelle and Brendan were clearly very close and they had lots of inside jokes that Malik wasn't necessarily privy to. And it was just a butters ensemble.
I see.
This John the other day made me laugh, you man.
Say less.
If it has to get taken out of the episode, I'll be vexed for copyright reasons. But give him in his props, in his TikTok bag, Malik B's fucking hilarious.
Say less.
All right, so yeah.
Say less.
Run it for me, please, Rem.
Wait, what you mean you can't do this no more?
Bit louder.
I found somebody else, and I'm trying to be faithful this time.
Oh, that's what it was. That's why you've been dissing. You found a, okay, got yourself a little boo. Okay, cool. If that's what you want to do, I mean, I hope you find happiness. All right? Trust me, I'm going to be all right. I ain't tripping.
Why are you on the ground? What
is going on right now? I don't feel like going for it.
Where are we
going to
go? You made
a
reservation months ago. We've been waiting. Come on.
Why are you being so
That's got painkillers.
Like, what's going on with you?
You want me to talk, you want me to eat. I can't do that.
Shades on, like you don't want
to
be
My
here.
Eyes are sensitive to the light right now. Like, why are you tripping?
Yeah, you should prepare for this. Like, you planned this reservation, but for what? You didn't shower. You came in here looking crazy. Like, do you want
to I'm be depressed. Like, I gotta go to the bathroom. I gotta talk to
you. I already told you. Like, I'm looking for a relationship. You only see me at night.
No, but wait. I already told you.
You only see me at night. It's crazy.
I can't be patient with you anymore. Somebody else is already applying pressure.
Oh, my God. Don't do this.
Applying like, pressure.
Answer this for me. Am I still your favorite eater?
No, wait.
He's stressed. He's stressed.
What's up, bro? You good, bro? You been acting real weird, man. I'm good, bro. Mika left, though.
Your side chick?
Yeah.
You tripping off her, bro? Now you could just focus on your girl, dog.
Why would I do some stupid shit like that?
That's fucked.
Is this the same Bredda? He's got another skit, I believe, of he goes to a party. And he's vibing with a thing that he used to deal with back a day. And they're vibing. The night goes on. And he goes back home to his girl. And he's just unhappy.
Maybe. I think he's got a few of these,
I
Johns.
I saw that. I think it's that one. 197.4K. One down. Down. Right. One right. That one.
We went to your old thing at a function.
That's the one I see. This is the one I see.
Whatever. You don't fuck with me no more.
Oh, hell you go. You don't even fuck with me no more.
Stop playing with me. You fuck with that dog and do what the hell can. I know about him.
Okay. You're doing a lot. You're doing too much right now.
What's up? I miss you.
Yeah, I bet.
Who you here with?
Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it?
No.
Nah, big man.
Cranky ass attitude.
Okay, well, you are choking me, so please.
Man, whatever. Now, see, I can't touch you now?
I can't touch you now is the fucking bar.
Deserve you for real.
Oh my God, you just be talking.
I swear to God, I manifested this. I put you on my 2024 vision board, and look, here you are, though.
You just be lying. You did not do that.
Why am I lying, bro? When I go to sleep, I wake up in cold sweat, knowing you're not laid up next to me. For real.
You are so dramatic.
Yeah, I ain't dramatic. Look, where you park at? Let's go to your car. Pull up like old times.
Oh, this is making me feel sick.
You got family staying with me.
You always got family staying with you.
They won't leave. Let me just go to your spot.
You so good at manifesting. Manifest me when they leave.
Man, but I want you tonight.
Nah, that's not gonna work.
Come on, let's go in your car really quick. Let's be spontaneous.
It's fine though. Come on. We're not doing
There's
that.
There's a lot of room in the back seat.
Malik.
I need you though.
This guy's a dog.
Why haven't you been answering your phone?
You know G King never have any service at his crib and we were watching the game.
Oh,
how was the game?
She was whack. I couldn't have been home with my family.
You cook? I should have been home with my family. That's the one I got circled on other socials. Yeah, I saw that.
This guy's a bastard.
The headlock is jokes.
Oh, God. That headlock is actually funny. You know me. Well, I can't touch you no more.
Yeah, the rock
Bro.
Back and forth is so real.
Oh.
Just laughing at old times.
Old times.
My family won't leave. Family equals my wife and kids. That's jokes. Oh, these skits. Oh, jokes.
Bro, that's too funny.
That's jokes. All right, cool.
All right, bet. So where was I? Oh, fucking hell.
I forgot you were doing
right,
that.
Right, so the famous line a cheater says when he gets caught, yeah?
Yeah.
Or when they get caught. Let me not.
When they get caught. Yeah,
we just did. If I was doing it, I would just tell you.
Yeah.
Next one. I wasn't cheating. I was just practicing for you. That's just disgusting. I told you I was no good.
I told you I was toxic.
And that's on God.
I warned you from jump. I've been saying, yeah. Babe, it's in my bio.
You're not going to make it.
It's in my bio. Red flags are in my
bio. In my bio.
You still wanted me. You still wanted me.
Before you could change, man. And now you want to place blame.
I told you I wasn't. Turn a hoe into a housewife.
Yeah, bro. I'm a hoe.
I'm a hoe. There you go.
Yeah. Why are you trying to domesticate, man? You don't make me feel wanted. That's every girl that's ever been caught of all time.
You don't make me feel wanted. Okay.
If you made me feel like you wanted to be here, do you think I'll be out in these streets?
You didn't make me feel wanted. Just give me a better excuse.
Yeah, 100%.
Give me a better excuse.
You're the only one I love. Boring.
Boring.
I was drunk and I was missing you.
So you loved up on someone else.
Yeah. So I fell into that puss.
Oh God.
I was fucking missing you. I couldn't take it.
I couldn't take it. I needed sign.
I needed distraction. Cause I was gonna do something, babe. I was gonna do something to myself.
So this was the best alternative. I'd rather do something to someone else than to myself.
Yeah.
I needed you. You weren't there.
Facts. Martha, where were you?
Facts.
Yeah. What's in Connecticut?
Now who's to blame?
Yeah. Wow. Babe, I was wingmanning.
Cool.
Wingmanning.
Cool.
I've wingmanned to the point of no return before.
I can't remember the...
I've never done something on a wingman.
Wingman? I mean, back a day, I'm sure I've wingmanned for you. But I don't think I've wingmanned and like done something. I think I've just like entertained like conversation, blah, 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 you know?
I've bottled two wingman for him. And that's why he said, it hasn't blinked. I've bottled it twice for him.
Yep.
But it's not my fault.
It is your fault.
The scenarios were just not, the first one was out of order.
The first one was bang out of order.
Bro, the first one was like.
You just had to hold it down and you just didn't.
Yeah, the first one I was lunged at again.
I think that's the one
that's
remember.
The one you remember.
Okay,
from someone I couldn't find attraction with.
Yeah, that's the one I remember.
So incompatible. Yeah, nah.
Polar opposites.
Yeah, I sobered up.
Fuck.
Let's just say I was wearing her hoodie. That's how you know where it was. I was wearing her hoodie.
I can't comment.
But I was wearing her hoodie. Like a yacht. She lurched at man. I was like, bro.
Was your thing fire?
She was all right.
She was decent, to be fair.
I was this.
But yeah. Fam, they were in the boudoir.
I was in bed. Nope. I was in bed.
They were. Bed. I remember seeing like, you know, like Tom and Jerry style with the covers all up. Like, yeah. I heard Bear giggling. Rip! Rip! Came in there. Rip, we go.
Imagine. Imagine.
I'm sorry, bro. Get shit. We're going, bro.
Fuck.
Don't look at me like that. Yeah. This is first year of uni, by the way.
First year of uni.
I didn't know about wingmanning like that. I didn't know. First of all, I didn't know what your responsibility really was back then. I was too young to know. But I told him, get your shit. We're going.
All right.
We left.
All right.
You can fix that because like, you wouldn't have even made it back to the yard.
Oh, definitely not. Definitely not.
At least I tried.
Definitely not. Definitely not.
You wouldn't have made it out of a club with her.
Definitely not. I never met this Jordan, and definitely not. From what you've described, definitely not.
Oh God. Right. Thread done. Welcome back, guys. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much for being here.
Yes, sir.
Love you as always. Right. If you enjoy these episodes, you might be here thinking, bro, I don't even like these man, but I just need to do something while I'm hoovering. I need something on to help me sleep.
Yeah. We're your guys.
Fair enough. Hold my hands up. Fair enough.
We're your guys,
bro. But if you do like it and you want a little bit more, head on over to patreon.com/shitsandgigs. It costs literally hardly anything. It's just £3 a month.
10p a day.
Run the P to SNG and then you can digest 4 years worth of bonus content now. 4 years worth of bonus content that we got on there. plus an extra bonus episode from our brand new show, The Log Cabin, that we post on there every Saturday. So there's heaps and heaps and heaps of content over on Patreon. If you don't want to do that, you just want to stick to YouTube, please at least subscribe to the channel. That would be nice. Hey, that would be nice. Mm-hmm. if you're listening on audio, please leave us a nice review. That actually means the world to us. That actually does a lot for the algo. It lets the man them upstairs know, hey, these guys are all right. Mm. These guys get a pass. But yeah, anyway, that's the introduction for today. Without any further ado, let's get back to the game that we love to play called Back to School. Who won last week? Rem. By a landslide.
Rem did win by a landslide last week. Yeah, well
played. So it's 5-2-1?
5-2-1.
5-2-1. Okay, cool. Let's do it then.
Right, guys. Back to school. You guys already know how to play. If you don't know, then you'll find out today. Right. Question number one. Everyone got their boards?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. See if you can find the pronouns in the following sentence.
Oh, these things. Yep.
How late was it when you left the concert? See if you can find the pronouns in the following sentence. How late was it when you left the concert? Cool. Question number two. Simona buys a dress in the sales at 60% less than marked price of £38.50. How much does she pay for it?
God damn it.
Simona buys a dress in the sales at 60% less than the marked price of £38.50. How much does she pay for it? Question number three. Spell amphibian. Next question. What is the capital of China?
Yeah. Wait.
You sure?
Don't you dare.
I'm not sure.
Don't confuse
me. I'm actually not sure. Question number five. Which of the following metals is a liquid at room temperature? Lithium, magnesium, mercury, or sodium? Which of the following metals is liquid at room temperature? Lithium, magnesium, mercury, sodium. Question number one. See if you can find the pronoun or pronouns in the following sentence. How late was it when you left the concert? This is a maximum of 2 points.
I got it wrong then.
The answers are it and you.
It. You go both?
Yeah. GG.
Well played.
I felt a bit unsure about it, but.
Well played. I got you, but it's his reading. He went straight through it that time. I didn't even hear it.
You got 1 point then.
Question two. Simona buys a dress in sales at 60% less than marked price of £38.50. How much does she pay for it? The answer is £23.10. You got that right.
I don't think any of us got it.
So it's 60%.
Yeah, 60%.
1540. We all wrote 1540.
I didn't write 1540, but you did. You did.
I wrote 1540.
I wrote 1540.
It should be 60% less of 38. How do you do the maths on the answer that you have there?
I just did 50% of 38.50 and then 10% and added the two together.
So you worked this out, or is this the answer they gave?
The answer they gave was 23.10. Because I didn't work this out. Maybe the question was worded wrong.
It's definitely worded wrong.
It's definitely worded wrong.
Mm. So I will give the 1540 then.
Okay.
Gang.
GG's.
I will give the 1540. Good spots. And the next one was spelling, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, yes.
Spell amphibian. Wait, so you guys just did... How did you work it out, by the way?
I did... I worked out what 50% is, 10%.
Minus,
done.
I did my 10%.
Just 10, 10, 10, 10. Well, 10 times 4?
Or 6?
Six.
Rather. Mm. And then Ellis, how did you work out?
Yeah, I did 50 and then the 10.
And then minus?
I couldn't work out the 10, so I got it wrong. I could work out the 50, I couldn't get the 10.
I see, cool. Yeah. Spell amphibian. A-M, M for mother. P-H-I-B-I-A-N for November. Next question is, what is the capital city of China? It is Beijing.
Okay.
And the last question is, which of the following metals is liquid at room temperature? The answer is mercury. What are the scores?
Rem got 4 out of 6.
James got 5 out of 6.
And it's got 3 out of 6.
So you've 6 points now? Let's go. Which one did you get wrong? Or which one you got?
I missed the it.
My pronouns are not pronouning.
Cool. Okay, cool. I've got a dilemma for us, all right?
Hit me.
These ones are getting stupid now.
Okay.
But they're funny, all right?
All right.
So same again. Favorite ghostwriters. Greetings from the Big Easy, New Orleans. I tracked my wife's phone because she's been acting shady and slipping out at night after I've gone to bed. I followed my... What?
That can never run, by the way.
Of course. After I've gone to bed.
After I've gone to bed, you're leaving the yard.
Yeah. Slipping out in the middle of the night after I've gone to sleep. Nah, first of all, the confidence is crazy.
What makes you think I just won't wake up to go to the toilet?
Yeah,
see you in the yard?
Yeah, literally.
Anyway, sorry, man.
I followed my wife and her bestie. The women were both dressed in black and dragging a white man into an alley.
What?
My wife straddled him and was kissing his neck. I called her name and my wife hissed at me. Her friend and the guy, who was bleeding from his neck, argued that I ruined their fantasy. My wife and her friend are members of an underground vampire sex club.
This can't be reality.
Potions is good. My wife is an elementary school teacher and she never invited me to be a part of this. I've lost trust in our marriage. My wife says she lost trust in me because I tracked her phone. Who's wrong?
Fucking hell. Bro. My wife hissed at me.
Yeah. Tony's never been in there like, bro.
You're fucking up the base, bro. You're fucking up the whole base, bro. Can't you see blood dripping from my neck, fam? It's a fantasy.
I'm locked in, big man. I'm locked in, bro. We're doing up Twilight and you're here shouting names. Yeah. He said this prayer, man.
That's jokes.
She's trying to turn, man.
Who's in the wrong? Jesus Christ, she's in the wrong. Well, yeah. You're both equally in the wrong, but fuck me,
she never invited me to be a part of this.
Oh my days. But why not, though?
Facts.
Why not?
I want to play vampire.
Why not? Even if I don't want to play vampire.
Yeah.
Let me know what you're on. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Flakes.
Talk to me.
Bro, tell me the truth.
I'm listening.
What's your social battery saying?
It's mid, you know?
Mid?
Sometimes I'm excited, sometimes I'm low. So let's say ballpark middle.
Why is it middle?
I'm not very active, you know? I'm not very active. Sometimes I just like to chill.
You got the winter blues?
Yeah.
You got the winter blues. Tell the truth. You got the winter blues.
Yeah, and it's sun.
Yeah. You got that seasonal D.
Yeah.
Bro, facts, same.
Guys, it can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter.
Yes, and you may be thinking, what's the right amount of socializing for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more alone time.
Therapy can give you self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery, and it's helpful for learning how to set boundaries.
So, if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try.
It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/gigspod today. Get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/gigspod. Right, man. Yeah,
let me know the stuff you're on. I might be enticed.
There's certain stuff though that like, it's not cool if if your husband's accepting of this. Because if you're biting in an alleyway dressed in black.
Understandable.
You don't want to be like, this is what I'm into. And your husband be like, okay, that's kind of cool. That's fair. You're just like.
It ruins everything. Yeah.
Because I'm a creature of the night.
Yeah.
I can't have consent.
Yeah. I do it when I please.
I'm a murderer because I can't control the thirst.
Yeah, it's different. When people are giving you the keys to the sea, it's different. It's different, yeah.
I can't have you say this is okay.
Yeah.
I'm a murderer.
Yeah, it's not okay.
I drink blood.
It's not okay. Jesus Christ.
That's insane. That's you fucking the whole base.
The whole base, bro. Those jokes.
Oh, maybe snort. Oh, that's funny,
them,
bro.
Them, writings or whatever.
Yeah.
Their paragraphs.
Bro, it's too funny. I don't know what I would do if I caught my wife doing that. Drinking blood.
They were dragging a white male into the alleyway and my wife straddled him.
Yeah.
I don't think it would get to the blood bit before I interject.
No, I'll scream her name. or scream at it.
And if her response is a hiss, I'm petrified.
I would freeze, bro.
I wonder what to do.
My brain, because I'm waiting for my brain to catch up.
Because
it didn't hear what I thought it heard.
Facts.
Whore. It didn't hear what I thought it heard. Wow.
Oh my God.
Oh, I need some nootropics. My brain's not working, bro. It's not working.
Fried.
Whore. But yeah, full disclosure, this is a safe space, isn't it?
Of course.
When I was younger, you man,
God,
I was into vampires.
In terms of like, they will turn you on?
No.
I don't know.
First of all, Buffy was a baddie.
And that's what I thought you were gonna say.
That's what I thought. Like, they didn't turn me on. Like, what?
Well, Buffy, full disclosure, Buffy's a vampire slayer.
Mm.
And her alter vampire, it was a bitch called Faith. I think it was Faith. Yeah, Faith. One brunette, John. Langan and Buffy. Anyway, I used to just, bro, when I say I used to watch vampire shit when I was a kid, Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
What, Charmed?
Charmed's witches, my bro.
Witches, sorry,
Come on.
It's true. My bad, all right.
Jesus.
All right, you got a vampire fantasy, fucking crack on. Tell me then. I didn't have these fantasies, I'm sorry I misplaced a vampire with a witch.
It's fine,
dream your dream.
So, Buffy the Vampire Slayer, Interview with a Vampire, Brad Pitt and Tom Cruise movie. Fucking movie.
I've not seen it.
Oh, it's good.
Brad Pitt and Tom Cruise.
Yeah, bro. It's a collab. Classic, early Brad Pitt as well.
Hmm? Yeah, classic, I'm assuming.
Classic.
Okay.
It's from what? 98?
Ooh.
I'm going to guess, yeah, if I'm right with this, I'm going to be so gassed. 1994. Yeah, damn. Kirsten Dunst, Brad Pitt. Christian Slater, Antonio Banderas is in there.
Dandy Newton, but okay, Bear Man in there, say less.
Yeah, bro. But when I say these men are in their vampire bag.
Yeah.
Bro, there's James. Tom Cruise plays a character called Lestat. When I say this man loves blood.
Yeah.
And murder.
Yeah.
It's like he was never human.
Okay.
Bro, he loves it.
Mm-hmm.
And he's bored. He's been dossing around by his ones for centuries.
Okay.
Links up with Brad Pitt.
Mm-hmm.
And Brad's lost his wife to the plague. And he's on a suicide tip. Okay. He's like, when I say he's rich and he doesn't care anymore. Mm. So he spends all his days just getting drunk and waiting for death.
Okay.
He just wants to drink himself to death. He's so depressed, bro.
Okay.
I think he lost his daughter as well. He lost his daughter and his wife to the plague. And man's just bopping through like fuck all of this. He's got hookers slopping him off. He can't even get hard, bro. He's just like, I just want it over.
Depression.
Yeah, bro, I want it over. So he tries to kill himself bare times, bro. He can't kill himself. Tom Cruise bops in like, bro, if you want to die so bad, you want to die, give me that yeah. He nanks his jugular.
Yeah.
And then Brad's like, stop. He gives it to an inch of death. He's like, stop.
Yeah,
turns out, I love life. This is too much.
Yeah.
So Tom Cruise dashes him and says, fucking thought so.
Mm.
So because he's drapes all of his blood, he's on death's door. Mm-hmm. So Tom Cruise comes to link him in the night and said, big man, you're going to die, you know?
Mm.
Or now that you've got a new lease for life, I can give you immortality, my guy. Mm. What are you saying? Brad says, run it. I'm too cold and I'm too scared.
Yeah.
Run it immediately.
Yeah.
Gives him that. Drink that. Drinks it. Vampire. Mm-hmm. So now they're both on their vampire John. But Brad Pitt is too human still.
This
murdering shit, he's not on it.
He's not on it.
So he's killing animals. He's drinking blood of chickens and rats. Tom Cruise is like, you're such a pussy, old big man.
Yeah.
Stop.
If you want blood.
Yeah.
You want real blood.
We're supposed to be doing up road.
We're supposed to
be doing vampire shit. I've been bored for 200 years. Mm. Finally, I've got a boy. And we're supposed to be running crazy. Mm. And you're here drapes in yats. I mean, rats, bro.
Rats,
you're sucking off rats, bro. It's embarrassing.
Yeah.
I've got tings.
Yeah.
And when I say Tom Cruise loves tings, bro, he loves tings, but instead of banging him, he just kills him.
I see.
But he loves it. Mm. that Indra Ovi at the end.
Yes.
Nanks her titty. Bites her titty in one scene.
Jesus.
Bro, and she just thinks it's sexy.
Yeah. Okay.
She thinks it's sexy. She thinks this guy loves me.
Yeah.
biting my titty anyway. So yeah, they go through all of this. Yeah. And it's just, bro, it goes off the span of like a few hundred years.
Okay.
It's good.
Okay, say
it's
less.
Good, say less, bro. Say less, say it's less. Good. And then they turn, Kirsten Dunst is like 10 years old in this. and then because Brad Pitt, when he was alive, lost his daughter, Tom Cruise says, say less, turns Kirsten Dunst into a vampire so that Brad Pitt's got a daughter. Mm. She's a little killer.
Oh, sick.
She's a little killer.
Sick.
She tricks innocent old... She pretends to be lost in the street all the time at night. Like, oh, God, I'm so scared. Where's my mummy? So all these ladies are, oh, my God, are you okay? Done.
Raw.
Yeah. But she loses it as well because then she... He needed a daughter, so she got turned into a fucking daughter. She needs a mum. Mm. So she's like, where's my mum? Run me a mum now. It's nuts. It all goes nuts.
Fair play.
It's a movie, you man. Okay, fair play. It's a fucking movie, bro. Love that movie.
What are you saying? You said you're in your vampire bag.
So, yeah. Because of watching shit like this at a young age and watching Buffy the Vampire Slayer, I was just like, bro, vampires are cool as shit, my guy. They're just cool, bro. And then even Buffy the Vampire Slayer, bro, Buffy, her job is to kill vampires. Mm-hmm. And then she falls in love with Angel, who's a vampire, bro, because he's just too leng. Mm. He's just that guy.
Yeah.
She can't resist. I was like, bro, vampires are sick, my guy. And then you had Twilight. I was a bit old for Twilight, but 30 Days of Night, another banging vampire movie. Blade, I watched when I was fucking like 7.
Too young.
Yeah, way too young.
Yeah.
Blade, I loved.
Yeah.
So yeah, Van my Helsing, dad just let me watch all the shit. Van Helsing, Bram Stoker's Dracula. Bro, Queen of the Damned. Bro, I've seen all these movies, bro. Jeez. So when I say I was in my vampire element.
Is that Ethan Hawke?
Ethan Hawke in Daybreakers as well. It's a pretty shit vampire movie. But yeah, again, I've seen that. Yeah. Nosferatu, my guy, bro. All these things. So all I thought back in the day was From Dusk Till Dawn, there's sex in that movie. There's murder and sex in that movie.
Okay.
That's all I was seeing, bro. I watched that when I was young as well.
Jesus.
So when I said, all I'm seeing is vampires are just Donnies who live forever and get pussy and they're just laying. And they're super strong and super fast. And the only problem is they just don't like vitamin D. So I was like, it's just sick. Being a vampire would just be sick. Did I hiss it, man? Nah.
I forgot we were relating this back to the thing.
But if I carried this obsession into my
20s, you would be hissing that man. Okay, say less. Say less. Okay, I'm with you. I'm with you. That's God. Jokes.
Yeah, man. Jesus Christ. Throwback. Should we do Who Am I?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, man.
Yes. I like when I'm involved in games.
I bet you do. And sometimes I do feel bad when you're the games master.
Yeah. The game's the game. No pun.
Right. Okay, cool. This one, again, a little bit different. I've done it slightly differently this time. It's just like a guy telling about his day, right? It's just a normal guy telling about his day. And then it's up to you guys to pick up the clues to...
You're saying the whole thing... No, there's no chapters, right?
There's no chapters. Okay. I'm going to go through the whole thing. It's up to you guys to... figure out who I am, okay?
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Right, I've just started a new job, and so far it's gone pretty well. It was my mum who found the ad for me, and I need to make sure I thank her later when I get home, because this really, really is the best job I could have asked for. All the staff are super friendly, and my supervisors take care of me whenever I have questions or problems. I turn to them a lot for help, because there's literally nothing here that's the same as my old place, and I get confused so easily. My only issue is that this place is so big and so new that I often get lost and make it to the cafeteria too late to get anything nice for lunch. Which pisses me off because my favorite thing to do at the minute is grab a sandwich, head up to the roof, and eat my lunch up there because the view is amazing here. I suppose I should hurry up and tell you what it is I actually do here for work. We're a health and longevity center, and what that means is we create care packages for the elderly filled with all the things that will give them the best chance at a long, healthy life. It sounds a bit weird, but let me tell you what's inside. Hydrogen water, maple extract, scorpion tails, eagle's talons, and all species of dog hair. I was so confused when they told me, but I tried it on the first day, and I'd honestly never felt better. The girl I started with refused to try it, and it was literally her loss because we're the same age and I swear I already look 10 years younger than her. Anyway, they've just certified me as a full-time worker I fucking love it here, and I can't wait to tell my mom her boy is making something of himself. So this one,
it's fictional, obviously.
It's fictional, but this one is a treasure hunt. So, as passes before, you've been trying to figure out the character I am based on my experiences and my explanation of all this kind of stuff. This one is a rogue transcript, and there's clues within to figure out who I am.
That's what I was trying to gauge. You're going to have to read it again, though.
Oh, I will. If I was to guess that anyone would get this right, it would be you and then Rem. Mm. And then I'll be surprised if you get it. Okay. There's no reason why you can't get it.
Okay.
Would you like a clue to help you out?
If everyone else is having
a clue. I feel like we're going to need it, yeah.
All right, first clue is this is not a fictional character. This is a real person.
Wow.
Okay.
Right, I'm going to go through this again. Listen out. And this time, whoever knows it first, you can just shout out at any time.
Mm.
If you figure it out, right? Mm. Do you want me to emphasize the clues or just go through it?
No, just read it, bro.
Just go through it.
Read it however you would like to read it, rather.
All right. I've just started a new job. And so far, it's gone pretty well. It was my mum who found the ad for me, and I need to make sure to thank her later when I get home, because this is really the best job I could have asked for. All the staff are super friendly, and my supervisors take care of me whenever I have questions or problems. I turn to them a lot for help, because there's literally nothing here that's the same as my old place, and I get confused so easily.
I think I know who it is.
Go on.
Is it Drake?
It is Drake.
I had a feeling the last time when you said her loss. And yeah, I was thinking you emphasized her loss. And then I was thinking nothing else makes sense though. But now you said take care.
So
you
said
nothing was the same or something like that. So this
is Drake's discography in the text. Yeah. So I'll go through it. I've just started a new job here and so far it's gone pretty well. Mm. So far gone.
Mm.
It was my mom who found the ad and I need to make sure to thank her later. Thank me later. All the staff are super friendly and the supervisors take care of me. Third album, take care. And whenever questions or problems, I turn to them a lot because there's literally nothing here that's the same. Nothing was the same. As my old place, I get confused so easily. My only issue is that this place is so big and so new that I get lost and I make it to the cafeteria too late. What was the too late? Oh, if you're reading this, it's too late.
Mm.
Yeah, too late. Make it to the cafeteria too late and can't get anything nice for lunch. It pisses me off because I like to go up to the roof and eat my lunch because the views are amazing here. I suppose I should hurry up and tell you what it's actually do. We're a health and longevity clinic. That means we create care packages for the elderly filled with all things, give the best chance of healthy life. It was a bit weird, but let me tell you aside. Hydrogen, water, maple extract. I threw the maple in there to help with the Canada reference. Mm-hmm. Scorpion Tales album, Scorpion, mm-hmm. Eagles Talons, and all speeches of dog hair for all the dogs. I was confused when they told me, but I tried it on my first day and I'd honestly never felt better. Honestly, never mind. The girl I started with refused to try it and it's her loss because of the same age. Da, da, da. Anyway, they've just certified me. I fucking love it here.
Mm.
And my boys need to tell my mom her boys made something of
it. Certified lover boy, yeah. Cool. Yeah, man. I got it the third time round.
All right. But I did think when I was doing it, I thought, again, this is going to be one of them ones where, like, if I emphasize it throughout, I didn't want to get through the first thing and be like, I know who it is.
Yeah.
Makes
sense. So I'm happy you didn't emphasize it. It was thought
that was very well written again, bro.
Very well written, dude. Wow. Very well written. Yeah, I'm happy I got the dub though. Fuck. I'll tell you that for free. I'm happy I got the dub.
Rem, can we do a trash news piece?
I was given 10 million. I was given a 10 million lottery ticket as a waitress tip, but it ended up ruining my life.
Oh wow.
Tonda Dickerson was a divorced waitress in her late 20s when she was given a lottery ticket worth $10 million in 1999. But it has since been marred by lawsuits and a shooting and attempted kidnapping.
Jesus.
A woman who was tipped $10 million lottery ticket as a waitress says it's ruined her life, leading to lawsuits, a shooting, and an attempted kidnapping. Tonda Dickerson was given the ticket whilst working at a Waffle House in Alabama in 1999. But when she won, her life changed for the worse. Not better. Edward Seward, a customer at the restaurant, gave Tonda the lottery ticket as a tip. 6 days later, Tonda discovered she had won a whopping $10 million jackpot
But after quitting her job and choosing to take the $375K per year over 30 years, her former colleagues wanted a piece of her winnings, accusing her of breaking a promise to split any winnings from the ticket. This led to court battles and even shootings.
Rah.
She was taken to Alabama court when she was sued for millions by four waitresses at Waffle House. And in just 45 minutes, the court had ruled against her, according to local news website ALL.com. She had been testified against by a couple at the restaurant who said Tonda had told them about the deal she had brokered. Tonda rejected an offer from the court to keep $3 million and stated putting the cash into a family business she had set up. Things looked up when in 2000, the Alabama Supreme Court overturned the initial decision on the basis that the deal made between the waitresses was a form of illegal gambling. But Tonda's woes were far from over. Seward, the gifter of the ticket, returned. He argued Tonda had promised him a new truck if she won the lottery, which her lawyers argued was simply a throwaway comment. Seward's claim was rejected, but only days later, things took a dark turn. I don't know, this thing just kept getting worse and worse, and it was actually quite hard to believe. Tonda's ex-husband, Stacy Martin, kidnapped her and took her to a boat jetty in Jackson County, North Alabama. With a .22 caliber handgun, Martin did not allow Tonda to contact anyone, but a quick-thinking Tonda managed to grab hold of his gun and shoot Martin through the chest. He was rushed to hospital. Bizarrely, Martin did not face any charges for the incident.
What is this?
Tonda was asked to pay $1 million in gift taxes on top of her income tax. In 2012, it was ruled that she had to pay taxes on her jackpot, but they allowed her not to pay the full amount. She was asked instead to give a percentage of the gift portion, Forbes reported. Ultimately, she was able to keep the bulk of her winnings. Tonda passed much of it onto her family, but according to AL.com, went back into work. In 2021, her social media profiles appear to show her working at Gold Nugget Casino as a poker dealer in Biloxi, Mississippi.
That's insane, bro. So even if I've won, if say someone's given me the ticket, right, and I've won this drawn, I could say the most in the restaurant. If I win, I'll give you this. That's non-binding, my
bro.
Dog.
I say what I want.
I say what I want when I feel like it. You can't take me to court and say, because I've now won 10 M's, I owe you an M because you said so.
Yeah, that's like me saying, I'm playing the lottery tonight. If I win, every man's getting a yacht. And then I win and you man are going,
where's my yacht?
Big man, we will go to court. Run me my yacht.
It's like, what?
Hey, shut the fuck up.
I lied.
Hey, shut the fuck
That's
up.
That's all you need to shut the fuck up. I was obviously saying stuff.
Yeah.
What are we talking about, bro? Ex-husband.
Yeah. Ex-husband pulled her up with a 22.
22 said, calm.
Run me some
or you're not living.
Yeah.
And she managed to get the gun and shot him instead.
Somehow.
Jeez, and he's mad. He didn't face nothing for this.
He faced no charges
for
that.
The courts were not on her side in this, innit?
At all,
not,
bro.
So what not. Was it? I missed a little bit where the thing with where the waitresses took her to court. So the waitresses, what happened? They
the
all said they deserved?
The waitresses took her to court because she said she had told other customers that, if I win, I'm going to split my winnings with other waitresses. And I think those two people then went to court to testify that, she did say this. Which is also bollocks, bro.
It is also bollocks, but also, why is she running around with this one ticket saying, if I win this and if I win that? She never played the lottery before.
Mm.
What the hell, man?
You're not taking me to court, big man. I've got the fucking ticket. I've won. Leave me alone. And it is also, you know when they say like, what was it? What is that? What's that old saying they used to say? Like possession is 9/10 or 8/10 of the law, 9/10 of the law? Yeah. Possession is 9/10 of the law. Okay. The adage is not literally true, but by law, the person in possession of the presumed to have 9/10 stronger claim than anyone else. Yeah. So it's like one of those weird ones where it's like, this is exactly it. Finders keepers is it, isn't it? Mm. In the fact that like, in this lottery scenario, she's won, but it's only because it's in her hand when she's won that it's hers.
Mm.
Lottery is like one of those really weird, fickle things. Obviously now a lot of it's done online, which helps. But like, whoever's holding this ticket at this time
is the winner.
Is the winner.
Yeah.
That's crazy because she didn't even buy it.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. So technically only the Donny could like sue her or whatever.
Yeah, because the Donny bought the ticket. The Donny bought a ticket, but then yeah, in front of the Lord and everyone, he gave it up.
Yeah.
So that's his business. Damn. But yeah, that's horrible, bro. That's why I would rather in these situations, this is literally one of the ones where like, you know, when you win and you ghost. Sometimes, yeah, you can keep yourself anonymous.
Mm. Yeah.
And they're like, if you keep yourself anonymous, you're only getting like 80% of it or whatever like that. I'd say charge, take
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Take
yeah.
it.
Yeah. I didn't even know that was the case.
I didn't know that either.
I don't know if it's the case on all of it. I don't even know if it's the case in the UK, but I've definitely heard before that when you win the lottery, if you're in the jackpot, obviously for media purposes, they'll say to you, yeah, you've won. Do you want to go public with it and get the full amount? Or do you want to stay anonymous? But if you stay anonymous, you lose like a certain percentage of the money.
I never knew that.
I would take that L.
I would take
I'll take the L.
Depending on how much, you said 80%.
I'm making that number up, but I'm pretty sure, we can Google it if you want. I'm pretty sure winners can remain anonymous for state, only 11 states allow lotteries to remain anonymous. Camelot, who manages that lottery, give the right publicizing you win, big and less, especially if one the track. Well, maybe not. It's not uncommon winners to experience a breakdown. Okay, cool. Maybe I'm making this up then.
I also didn't know that in America you have to pay tax for lottery. Like,
yeah.
If you win the lottery. Yeah. Whereas I'm sure the UK is tax free. Is it not tax free?
Pretty sure it's tax free.
I think it's tax free here. Yeah.
That's crazy.
All right, cool. Charged. All right, guys. Well, thank you for that. Good episode. As always, we love you. Mm-hmm. We miss you. We want you. We need you to head over to patreon.com/shitsandgigs. Donate a little £3 a month.
10p a day.
Run the pizza S&G and enjoy lots and lots and lots of content. Love, love, love.
Gang, gang, gang.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.